Thanks to Governor Askew, I've had the chance in my own public service to meet presidents, prime ministers, and political potentates from all over the world, and I have yet to meet anyone anywhere who begins to compare with him.
He was one of a kind, and just sadly, we just haven't had that kind of leadership since then. We've had good people, you know, honorable people, but nobody who put together the combination of character, integrity, courage, and brains that Reuben did.
He was a man of great personal integrity and honesty. Nobody, even his opponents, nobody ever questioned his personal decency.
One of the most decent, honorable, caring human beings I think we've ever had as a leader in this state.
He was also one of the New South governors, the term we used at the time, Jimmy Carter in Georgia, Dale Bumpers in Arkansas, John West in South Carolina, governors who turned the South's attention away from segregation in the past and looked toward the future of tax reform and education, things like that, a more modern South.
He was a very progressive governor, and I really, really respected him. I met him a couple of times, you know, different functions, and he actually taught my wife government at FAU. And it's just Florida lost a true champion today.
He spent more time after he left public office teaching in the university system than he had spent in public office. That was a very big part of his life. He was a teacher.
Yeah, teaching of future leaders, I think, is his extraordinary legacy. You know, he was always cooperative in issues of the government, of the university, and trying to keep us moving forward. But I think the big thing was his teaching and shaping the careers of many students in public administration.
I think that Askew will be remembered mainly as a man who gave up some of the powers that he could have kept for himself, like he created the judicial nominating commissions to have judges screen for professional credentials rather than patronage by a governor. A man who did things that he could have remained silent and avoided doing that were not always to his advantage politically. And that's something you really don't see in today's political world.
His last message to me was that he wanted me to speak at the memorial service, but he wanted me to keep it short. And there's an irony and a joke in that that he well knew, because those of us who followed him and served him were forever telling him to keep it short, and he never did. He would be forever digressing, because there was so much he wanted to say and so much he wanted the people to know.
I would show up at the match in the morning. We'd play ping pong. Those memories are always real, talking about Florida government in the future while playing ping pong in the match.
He was simply an exemplar of what public service and public citizenship is all about.
You know, he's been missed since he left office, and he's certainly going to be missed in his passing.